This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
GoDaddy.com. Man up and get your $4.95 by entering code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap. Offense wins matches. Defense keeps you on the mat. This is MMA Nuts, episode 144.
144.
That's a lot of fucking episodes. My name's Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. The MMA show by my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. And this week, we're coming in bigger than the BBC.
Nice. Speaking of the BBC, what's on the news bulletin this week, my
friend? No small talk. You're going right to the news?
I have no small talk. I'm ready for news. Unless you want me
to... I don't know. I'm expecting a little banter, witty banter back and forth.
Like, sorry.
How was your trip? You went to...
I went to Florida, yes.
How was that?
It was good. It was cold. A little cold there. I went to this cool bar called McGuire's in Pensacola. They have dollar...
Singing ID.
They sing Irish songs. There's a couple of dudes from Ireland, or maybe they were just acting. I'm not sure.
Probably
acting. But they had, you know, they were playing guitar and like little drums and stuff, and it was fun. It was a fun place. Dollar bills all over.
They have leprechauns, little midgets dressed up, throwing out gold bullion.
No. Food is excellent. Beer is good. The atmosphere is great. Beware of the bathroom. Okay, there is a fucking sign they put up on the men's bathroom that says "women's bathroom this way," and then there's a sign on the women's bathroom that says "men's bathroom this way." If you don't pay attention, you just see men's bathroom without the finger pointing, and you happen to go into the wrong bathroom like I did.
Whoopsie!
So I'm sitting there taking the leak, and all these like four or five women come in, and they're laughing, and I'm like, why? I'm like, this is weird. And I'm like, I'm in the wrong fucking bathroom, aren't I? And they're like, yes, you are. I'm like, well.
I'm beating off. Get out or come in.
I'm already here.
I'm not
so
sure.
It's too late.
It's very confusing. But,
I don't know. I think it's funny. If I owned a restaurant, I'd do some shit like that. That's just too funny.
I don't know. That could lead to, like, trouble. Bosses. Maybe some rape.
You know what's weird?
What?
When I go to Florida, I always get the feeling, like, it's a strange place. Like, it's almost, like, on the verge of dangerous all the time. I don't know if it's, like, the atmosphere I feel there. Like, if people are... They're very friendly because you're down south. Everyone's friendly.
They like the nightlife. They like the boogie.
I don't know. It's
on
like
the disco.
It's then. Like a dangerous kind of a feeling. I don't know if it's like because there's lots of cops everywhere all the time, and it's I don't know, man. Maybe it's the drugs or.
I was gonna say, is marijuana legal out there?
No, see. But I think they have a big time subscription.
Oh yeah, the problem. Prescription, the OxyContin.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's that's affecting things, but.
Could be.
I would never live in Florida. No offense to anyone who does. I don't think it's my thing. The biggest problem I have with it, he's already reclining, is the area, dude, there's no hills. It's just flat.
Flat?
Yes.
That's a problem.
State.
Flat's no good.
No.
You need curves.
The beaches are nice. So Gulf Shores, if you ever get down in that area, it's in the Panhandle. Really cool. Like Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, all that stuff. Really nice. Really nice white beaches,
It's all about the white beaches.
Yes. With two E's.
Biatches.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes. There's your small talk.
Thank you.
Are you happy now?
Now I can relax. You're like throwing me off. You're trying to like jam it in. Like you didn't even lube it up.
You said you had a lot of news. I was going to get right into it.
Doesn't matter. I got excited.
We
got time.
I got excited. Sorry. All right. Let me have a drink and then we'll.
All right.
Now, back to the BBC.
This just in. Okay. You seen this fucking Miller Time commercial with Chuck Liddell, which I will be laying over us now?
I saw it today, yes. I thought it was funny.
I'll be playing it. But did you notice the one thing, as I have no sound on this, but I'm just thinking that the people he's hanging out with, they don't look like people he should be hanging out with. Those are not Chuck Liddell's friends. They can't fool me with the shenanigans and... Like these guys wearing all their fancy clothes and their button-down shirts.
Yeah.
That's not the crew Chuck Liddell's hanging out with. So I'm not buying this commercial. They lost me at that.
You think so?
Being all bros with all these guys. I'm not buying it.
I'm with you.
Miller Lite. What was their
good
catchphrase?
For Chuck, though. I don't know. He's getting big-time sponsors, man.
That's pretty awesome when you're the VP of the UFC and you still get a fucking beer deal commercial.
Beer gut, beer deal. Gold Standard.
Sounds good. He's a big dude.
He's a big guy. I'm sure he can drink beer when he wants to.
Probably. He drinks beer like Chuck Liddell. What are you doing? I'm catching rays, banging chicks, or something like that. Anyway. You ready for the next
I don't know. I'm lost.
Nah, I knew a person that every time you'd call him on the phone, he'd say, like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm catching rays, banging chicks. Like, no, you're not. You ain't doing shit. You're sitting behind your desk with your fucking spray-on fake orange tan. What do you talk about?
Nice.
So there's this other fight league thing. It's called Hip Show Fights.
Hip Show.
And who posted this on our Facebook?
I have not seen this.
Arian. Sorry, I fucked your name up, but it's all good.
He must be Russian.
It'll all work out in the end. But it's this crazy fucking fight league where it's like it's a two-on-two, and the guys pad up.
They wear headgear. Okay.
And they have fucking MMA gloves on.
Okay.
But then there's like these fucking pillars and posts. It's almost like parkour MMA where these motherfuckers are climbing up on shit and going after it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh, armbar! Oh, punching you in the back of the head!
What the hell?
Stop! Stop! Pride stops!
How do people... It doesn't seem...
It doesn't seem legal.
Plus, you know, there's walls.
There's walls. He's fucking... That's like a Spider-Man kiss, but punching you in the back of the head.
Can you score by staying on top as, like, King of the Hill or something?
I don't know. Someone gets fucked up here, though. Right there. Broken face. Man down!
You get kicked in the face?
Does that guy get double teamed?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't get that. There must be some rules we don't know about.
It looks awesome.
Just blood.
Just slowly wiped. Oh, flying knee to knock you out of the octagon.
There must be a rule. Where oh, my God.
What is this nonsense? Kidney shot. More blood.
This is where they lose.
Look at this. Third man in. Third man in. Fuck is this?
Oh, my God.
This is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen. Now it's just some gay orgy.
I don't get it. Are there rounds here, or is this just
I have no idea. I didn't want to investigate any further. I just said, fuck it, we'll just play it. More blood, more gayness. Hip show fights. I don't know what it is, but I'm in. I like it.
You do? See, I'm totally against this kind of stuff.
Why?
Because...
It's a freak show.
It gives martial arts a bad name, I think. It's they putting on these like freak show, like, as you call it, things, and that's not martial arts. They're trying to be idiots, and I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I won't be watching that. So fuck that hip show.
What are you gonna watch? The Robot Combat League?
No, I never did watch it because you told me it sucked.
You don't want to see that.
You said it was awesome 1 week, and then you're like, don't watch that. It's terrible.
I had the premise to be awesome, and then it completely fucking sucked up.
No,
black
you saved me from like an hour's worth of wasting my time. But I won't be watching that. It looks ridiculous.
It does.
Unless there are some rules that they're not telling us, like if it's King of the Hill or something.
It looked like King of the Hill, maybe. Are you in then?
Maybe. I might check it out. But I think it gives martial arts a bad name. Sorry.
I think it should just be a free-for-all. I think you need to have some weird fucking shit happen.
Why are they wear headgear? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's kind of pussy. You should take it off, right?
Like boxing just decided they're taking headgear off in the Olympics?
Yeah, the amateurs.
Kind of crazy.
Good for them.
I guess. I think there will be more injuries. Are they trying to save boxing? Is that what
I don't know what they're doing. That's probably going to be the next Olympic sport to get rid of.
Boxing?
Yeah, fuck it. It's overrated.
There's no way that wrestling is going to stay on. I say it's coming back. That shit's bullshit.
Badminton's in.
They have ping pong. Fucking, what else is the badminton?
You can go down the list. Like,
it's
all
ridiculous.
This
curling.
Stupid shit that's still in there.
Curling is the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I would like to try it, but shit, I don't want to watch it. That's boring. Have you watched curling?
No, what's that
one? It's where the Canadian thing where they have this huge lane and there's this big rock and he slides it down and then there's guys with brushes.
Ice?
Yeah, they're
I watch that.
You like curling?
I like the women's curling.
I guess, man.
Because you gotta get them in some compromising
positions. I think they should
drink
beer while they're doing that damn sport. That would make it a lot more interesting. And
naked. I think all the sports should be naked.
There should be a crocodile that just gets let loose randomly.
Well, here's a question. I'm wondering with these European countries just how hairy that box is. Do they still, is it universally accepted for all of them to shave now?
I don't know.
That's why it should all be naked. No
so you,
secrets.
So you can figure it out?
No secrets.
Maybe. It depends.
All right, let's move along. So did you see this? I got to fucking show you this.
What?
This MMA fighter, Gustavo what's his name, Franca. He broke his leg.
I don't want to watch it, man.
Ingo.
I'm not watching it.
Let me just show you a little bit.
I almost clicked this link like three times today, and I don't want to see
Hang
it.
Hang on. Look it. I'm still... This guy, he chucks a kick, and then... Oh, no! What, that is... My shoe came off. That is not my shoe. Horrible. That's my foot.
Horrible. I'm still traumatized from the Corey Hill one, and now you show me this.
Come
that
on.
That looks terrible.
No, that wasn't even a good angle.
It's a
compound
fracture or what?
Yeah, because when he went to plant, like his foot turned sideways, and it was just his bone planting.
Brutal.
See, I think this first angle is better.
I'm not watching
because
it.
When he realizes shit went awry, and he looks down, and he's like, why is my shoe off? That is not my shoe!
Notice me not watching this.
That was awesome.
It'll be up over here, but
it took
I'm not
me a
watching.
While to get desensitized. I had to watch it 15 times.
No, I'm good. Gross. Was it like rubber bandy, or did you see blood?
No. Luckily, he just went down. I think Corey Hill was trying to walk around, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It didn't kind of work out.
No.
Luckily, no bone protruded through the skin.
That would be gross.
Still not the worst I've ever seen.
Gotta hurt like hell. I don't think he'll be throwing leg kicks anytime soon.
Or checking.
Yes.
Or throwing. No, he was throwing. The other guy was checking.
So you got a guy like this, and then you hear about GSP's injury that he supposedly...
What was that one?
I don't know. Something about an ACL or PCL or vagina. I'm not sure.
That guy should just
retire.
There
was sand.
He should retire.
I don't know. Oh, he should retire. But we didn't even... Are you bringing this up? The whole, you have a 0.9-pound weight advantage?
Go ahead. Bring it up right now.
This is a story this week. I guess they told Diaz, like, the day of the weigh-ins, by the way, you don't really have to make 170. You just got to make 170.9, and you're good. And he's like, what are you talking about? It's a title fight. It should be on the money. No. Canada doesn't count the decimal point. Oh, really?
Is this, like, the metric system?
Okay.
Fucking Canadian sons of bitches.
They're
what
fucking,
is that about?
That's what I'm saying. We said this last week, GSP's home court advantage. It's bullshit on many levels. And
so
you're
saying now he's juicing, now he's overweight. What else?
He's greasing. He's fucking doing all kinds of shit. You know
what? So he's just a straight up cheater then?
Maybe. I'm just saying. You know, it's the what do you call that? The facade can only be
facaded for so long?
Exactly. I was trying to look for the right word. I guess that's a word. I'm not sure.
It'll all work.
It's going to happen. I say, GSP, prove me wrong and take a fight in Vegas and fight somebody who's coming to kick your ass like Johnny Hendricks. And fucking take that fight in the next 6 months instead of waiting a year. You fight one time a year.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what's supposed to happen next? I thought his next fight was supposed to be in Vegas and supposed to be against Hendricks if he is not injured.
Now he's not healthy. I think he's going to wait till the UFC conveniently is coming around to Canada again. And then he'll fight again in Montreal.
And it won't be Hendricks because GSP will have been out for too long and Hendricks will have to fight someone else
probably
in the meantime.
Probably fight
Condit
or something.
And then end up losing on a fluke or some shit.
Yeah.
And then that fight will
Rory McDonald or something? Rematch? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just saying it's all bullshit. Friggin' 0.9. Son of a bitch.
So then is that the same case with the testosterone levels? Are they allowed like a 20-to-1 testosterone ratio over there versus a 6-to-1 or 1-to-1?
Well, according to by the way, we have a upcoming like little guest on the show who's a doctor and this is a topic I think we're going to discuss in detail about the T and E ratio, which he claims absolutely means absolutely nothing, actually. Because I think Chael Sonnen said this before, too, because the ratios don't mean shit. You can have a normal ratio and still be juicing your head off because, like, I don't know. I don't get the whole details. Hopefully you can
bring it up. I don't understand it all.
But it's all smoke and mirrors, as you like to say.
It is.
So
it should be, though.
Yeah. Apparently, if you ever have a testosterone level over 1,000, you're banned for life. That's one thing I did read. So... I think you can be like under 1,000 and you're still okay. But if it's actually like measures over 1,000, and no one ever does, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Well, couldn't you just be naturally that high, though? I guess that's a question for the doctor.
I'm not sure. We'll save that.
I don't know all this.
What else you got? Anything?
Oh, just the last thing. The Irish hand grenade, Marcus Davis, was fighting in Bellator.
Notice my green cup.
Thursday. And he was fighting, I think it was the Spirit Wolf.
Yes.
And it did not look like Marcus Davis threw a knee to his groin. But this guy went down like he got shot. Uh-huh. And for 5 minutes, he couldn't even get up. They had to fucking end the fight. And then they rule it a no contest.
Bullshit.
So after the fight, Davis says he spoke to the doctors, and the doctors said the spirit wolf had a fucking panic attack.
In the middle of a fight.
Yeah, and wow. It was no need of the balls, so now he's petitioning the athletic commission to overturn this back to a win. To me, hey, those aren't my balls. I don't know what it felt like, but it sure as shit did not look like he got kneed in the balls. And if he did, it wasn't like he fucking dialed all the way back and slammed in. It was just like he did a marching band knee, just like bring it straight up into a glazing blow.
Glazing. It's like fucking spread it out like some glaze.
Like you're making donuts, right? Okay. You ever see the Krispy Kreme? They do like a car wash, a little...
Okay.
That's what it was. Barely touched.
Okay. Now I got my hunger for donuts.
I don't know. So here we go with the food. We haven't talked about food in a while.
I hear you. I mean, it's unfortunate. A panic attack, though, that's crazy. In the middle of a fight?
Yeah.
It's nuts. Yeah, I don't
who
think...
Who else has panic attacks?
Carl Parisian?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Wasn't he on the card, too? Maybe?
No.
He was on a previous card.
I saw no Parisian.
He's on an upcoming... I gotta look. I think he's fighting in Bellator at some point. Bear with me. But that's kind of crazy because, like, a panic attack, it's a medical condition, but I think that shouldn't mean that you, like, win the fight or no contest to fight.
It looked like that was the opportunity, and the tide had turned. Davis was fucking turning it on, and, like, shit was going down. Like,
yeah.
All right. He's fine. And here's a guy who, like, you want to see do well because he's fucking... what's that movie? Was it The Wrestler with that guy? Who was that guy?
Mickey Rourke?
Yes. What was the name of the movie?
The Wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, we're on fucking fire tonight. And where he's just doing it because that's what he's done, even though it may be killing him. That's where Marcus Davis is in his career right now. He just wants to fight. He said, I'm a fucking fighter. I'm going to continue fighting. So you want to see good things happen for him. And it's like, fuck, why does this shit happen? They should make it a win.
They should.
They'll never overturn a fucking decision. That's the unfortunate
thing. Sucks. Caro is fighting Rick Hahn in Bellator 95, by the way. Okay. Coming up soon. The Heat!
He's bringing it, hopefully.
That guy's sick.
Not the prescription meds.
Sick judo.
Ooh. What?
He still has some sick judo, that guy. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I don't like about the jiu-jitsu is when we do the judo... stand-up stuff. That shit hurts, man. When you fucking, when you're looking and the ceiling is now the ground, you know it's not going to go well for you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not expecting it. So, but Carl's
never been judo thrown. I'm thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun. Especially guys who know what they're doing with their judo.
Oh, no. Caprito did do me a
throw you a couple times. He threw you
but
for
he
a couple videos.
Did it.
Gentle, yeah.
He didn't full-on bore me.
No, yeah, and there's so many variances of them. You know, some of them are not painful, but other ones are just like, oh, even though you know how to fall, you know, you got to brace yourself, like slap the ground or whatever. Don't post.
Post, yeah, post up. That'll work well.
Slap the ground.
Sugar, Mark Goldman.
Yeah, don't post. Slap it. That's fine.
It's all about slapping that ace.
Slapping that ass, so.
What else is going on? Talk about this World Series of Fighting a little bit.
Okay. What do you think about the card?
Just in general. Well, first off, how about this? All this action with the event almost not happening because the cage didn't get approved. So they're like flying in fucking, what, covers or floors for the ring?
Yeah, some kind of carpet.
Borrowing fucking mats or cushions.
It's only
for
their
the corner.
Second event. I mean, to be fair, it's a pretty large promotion. They're on television, so.
They're on NBC, for fuck's sake.
It's kind of crazy. But it's only their second event, and I think that they're doing an okay job in general.
I'd say a bang-up job. I see Bas Rutten needs to know the name of the fighters a little bit better.
He got a lot of shit online about, supposedly his commentary was horrible. I don't know.
He,
I thought he was okay.
He didn't seem well-prepared. He's awesome color. No, he didn't know who the guys were, and he had a piece of paper. He was reading off of it all the time. Okay. And then trying to get people to fight in different weight classes.
Yeah.
It's all good. Bas, total respect for Bas. But
yeah.
Everyone has an off night.
Seriously.
He was a little off.
It is what it is. I mean, who knew? Does anybody really know half the guys that fought on this card?
I actually, yeah, because there were a lot of former UFC fighters.
Yeah.
And then this doctor stoppage in that Cavalcante fight was fucking horseshit. Guy gets a little scratch on his forehead, and I've seen much worse. We've seen people bleed all over themselves.
Someone said online it was a vagina. Are you sure it was a scratch?
I said it was like, okay, if it was a vagina, it was a fucking ant vagina, because it was the smallest cut you've ever fucking seen.
Yes.
And go.
That's awesome.
And then the doctor, here's how they check it. Look, they don't just look at it. They grab the cut and pull it open as far as they can. Let me spread this fucker out and rip it some more. Oh, yeah, you definitely can't continue now. I just tore your pussy open. What is that when the women give birth and they rip that shit? What is that called? Well, that's what they
ripping
did
to
Ripping
the him. Pussy? I don't know.
They ripped the taint or the
cervix?
Yeah, I don't know. Something happened. But it, fuck.
Just blows out.
Toughen up, New Jersey doctors. Toughen up. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, well, I thought the protocol is usually like to tap, pet it with like a towel and then look at it. Not to like peel it open.
No, and it wasn't even bleeding into his eyes. I think that was the problem too. Because it was miraculously just going around his eye.
Yeah.
It wasn't even bleeding that bad. So
sucks.
What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. You can have 5 minute and 8 second rounds.
That's talk what... about the Zarlovsky.
Can we?
Well, here's
another
thing.
Bullshit.
Did you notice too? Arlovsky had no sponsors.
And.
No banner. And go ahead.
He was wearing UFC gloves.
Was he just trying to make a point, man?
I don't know.
I want to be in the UFC,
I'm
so
not sure.
I'm going to spite any sponsor opportunity.
Yeah.
We could have sponsored him. I got money.
Yeah. We could have been awesome. MMA Nuts on national TV.
Come on.
You don't know him that well, so
no.
I don't think he would let us do it.
No.
But
still.
That would be cool. It's weird. I don't know what the hell happened to him, man. He's like, he's with a major fight camp. You know, he's got good training partners. I don't think that's the Arlovsky that anybody remembers. It's really weird.
He can't handle a one. When he gets hit really hard now, it's off. And I think Bass was saying it too, that his striking defense is kind of gone. Like when he starts attacking, the defense is not there.
Yeah. And he's very flat-footed, and he just didn't look strong. I thought he looked quite pudgy for what I remember. And then freaking Jesus Christ, Rumble.
230.
Oh my God.
Solid, son.
What? He's like, fuck a diet. I can do this shit without
diet.
I don't want to. I'm eating whatever I want.
He was solid, though. That's
he was
a solid
big. He was big, but he was like weightlifter big, not like, or like Olympic weightlifter big, not like bodybuilder big,
yeah.
As Matt pours like a gallon of Captain.
Oh, it's all good.
So I don't know. I don't know what to think about this because there was so much weird shit that happened. And then with the broken jaw and. I mean, props to Arlovsky for Jesus going two more rounds with a broken jaw.
Well, you were saying like that first round was a little too long,
eight seconds
too long.
I went back and watched it again, yeah. And I know the official time isn't always exactly what you see on TV, but I swear to God, it was like 5 minutes and 10 seconds at least. It could have been a little bit less, a little bit more, but it was not 5 minutes. It was, and the damage that determined the fight happened after when the round should have finished. So I don't know.
So is this going to get turned to a no contest then?
I don't know.
Might as well.
Has that ever happened? Didn't that happen at the UFC we went to in Detroit? Wasn't there one round?
Something ran.
It was like a round
long.
That went extra long. Like, and there was
which
some,
fight was that?
It was like Barboza, maybe? Edson Barboza?
Yeah. Look at you. You're at the top of the game. Yeah.
Is my memory okay? I don't know. That's okay.
Sounds about right.
I remember.
It was either him or Falcao.
Maybe that's it.
Falcao. One of those guys.
Yeah, it's one of those dudes. They weren't fighting each other, were they?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no. Okay. Kyle's huge.
Yeah, so I don't know what they'll do. I'm sure Arlovsky will not. Dude, I'm not a fighter, but man, I haven't seen.
But when
any,
I do, I bang.
I bang, yeah. I haven't seen anything spectacular out of him in any of his recent fights, really. I mean, he's shown that he doesn't have a terrible chin, like everyone says, you know, because.
He took some shots.
He
broke his jaw.
Yeah, I mean,
lots
tough,
of
tough as shit. But I just, you know, his offense is not what it used to be. His defense is almost non-existent once he gets hit. I mean, he's got no wrestling, really. What is he trying to do? He could easily make a few movies, you know, open up a couple of gyms, write out his brand, and just enjoy life. Why does he have to put himself through this shit? Broken jaw is like a year, right? Maybe more.
At least 6 months.
Okay.
We'll see who comes back first, Stefan Struve or Andre Arlovsky.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's tough, man.
Sucks. But what are
and
you
then
do?
The other thing, like, what was with Rumble's game plan? Like, he's fucking murdering Arlovsky on the feet, obviously. And then he's like, he's got to get a takedown. Like, you're not getting a takedown. He keeps going for it. Is that, well, luckily, I think in this case, it's not the Black Zillion coaching.
Because
they were telling him, stop fucking going for the takedown. Stand in the
Maybe
exchange.
He was tired. He just wanted to go lay on top
Could've
of
been.
Him. Very tired and sweaty.
This is like, very boring.
I just want to rest. I want to be on top and just look like I'm winning. It's all good. Just let me finish. I'm on TV here, people. Yeah. I'm on TV.
He says he wants to go down to 205. That's his home.
Maybe.
So.
If, you know, okay.
But. I don't know. Just be happy.
Oh, I think if he comes back in the UFC at heavyweight, he's going to get destroyed. I don't think he's...
He could probably do okay, but it depends who... He needs favorable matchups,
Of course, yeah.
He's probably better served
he's
to go to 205.
He's got decent power, but not, you know, obviously he couldn't finish Arlovsky when many guys have in recent years.
Maybe he broke his hand. I don't know.
Could be. Broke his hand and his
jaw. Broke his dick. I broke my dick, son!
What? Is that from? The program?
That was some
football movie.
They're like, just rub some dirt on it and get back in there.
Yeah. It was from The Program, I think. The
okay.
movie, The Program.
Done. With that guy?
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall?
No. Anthony Michael Hall.
I just draw random names.
No,
he was in the Breakfast Club.
He was in The Godfather.
Ah, that kid was in The Breakfast Club.
You're thinking of a different movie. I know what movie you're thinking. Oh, that is the movie.
Yeah.
I forgot where he goes to college, and then he's a football star, right? Yeah. I forgot the name of the fucking movie.
This is the worst
about.
Ever. Him and Sorry. I try to recall anything.
We need a third person. That's why Hector's going to be here next week. Maybe he can like shed some knowledge. Like, Hector, if you're watching the show still, you need to stay sober while we're doing the show.
And you're
going
to have to be all over the internet. Like, just Google ready. Like,
Hector,
fucking
can you bring that up?
Calling to you.
Google that for me, please. Okay.
It's all good. All
right. So let's get into the meat of this week.
Start with some Bellator action. What is it? Bellator 95?
This one?
Oh. April what? 4?
Bellator 95. This is the card that Caro's fighting on. That's why.
See?
See? I knew it was in there. April 4, 2012 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Headlined by.
All right. We got Pat.
Patty Mike.
Curran. He's 18-4 versus Shabala.
The assassin!
Shamalamalingo! Shamalayev, he is 12-1-1. Curran, 28% of his wins by KO, 28% by submission. Don't kill me, Shamalayev. Shamalayev, 42% of his wins by KO. What do you see going on?
Well, he is part of Team Bomb Squad, and he is.
Boom!
He is Russian.
Baby!
He's got ridiculous power, as you've seen in his last couple of fights. The guy knocks people out. My one concern is that...
With his cock out?
No.
Knocks him out with his cock out.
He seems to be a slow starter at times, so I don't know how that's going to play in this matchup in his favor or not. But he's really only lost once, which is to that that phenom guy, Nurmagomedov, that's it, who is now in the UFC and wrecking fools, too, with his crazy...
It's all about wrecking fools.
These Russians are coming out of nowhere. It's like
they are.
Fedor took off, and then all of a sudden you got these tons of these Russian dudes that are coming out of the woodworks, just wrecking fools. I kind of feel like he's due, man, and Shamalov is going to finish Curran. I'm predicting a first-round knockout. I really think it's going to start a little bit feeling out first couple of minutes, and then boom, Shamalov, I can't even say his name.
Shamalayev
is going to bring the heat and put Curran down, unfortunately.
Shamwow.
But you got Shamalayev with Ding Dong. I like that better because it's fucking cool. So I'm predicting a first-round TKO. Sorry, Pat. We love you. You're from Illinois, but this guy's a wrecking machine. What do you say?
Blasphemy.
Fuck your shit.
Well, I look at who's fought the tougher opponents.
Fair, yeah.
You know, Curran is fought like a murderer's row of people, and he's come through pretty much unscathed. Plus, he has gone the distance before.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
And we actually heard that right before we started.
He's all alone.
Whatever happened to the cake? You go.
I don't know. They ran out of
frosting.
I don't know.
Baby Tunes.
I don't know.
Skip to my Lou.
A lot of bands that just came and went.
Like Sublime.
Yes.
What happened to them? So I think someone died, unfortunately.
Probably.
So.
I'm trying to look up Curran's record. I can't recall his last couple of fights, actually.
He's 18-4, won 9 of his last 10, and in that stretch, his only loss is at Eddie Alvarez.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He is the current champ.
I'm taking Curran.
You are? Bye?
Fuck if I know. Probably a decision.
This is
Curran. decision.
Okay.
It'll probably be a long, drawn-out process.
That's Thursday, April 4th, folks. Bellator's been putting on some good cards lately.
Every week.
Fire! And they're kind of building like a Russian fucking wrecking crew. They're going to have, if Shamalayev wins, they're going to have three Russian champions. And
it's, for them.
It's going to be crazy.
Are they going to like create like a Russian version of the Bang Bus?
Bomb Squad? The Bang Bus.
I don't know. They're just going around banging it out.
Banging out ring girls.
No, I mean like knocking pools out. Okay. Like, bang, bro!
What are you talking about?
The Russian version.
Bang bus. Okay. Whatever.
Moving right along.
Yep, as we slide out of that and into this. UFC on Fuel 9, April 6th in Stockholm, Sweden. Yeah.
Yeah, this is an early one though, right?
I don't know. I tried to figure out what time this was.
10 a.m. Look up the screen. It says like 10 Eastern.
1 p.m., 10 Eastern. What? Who's going to watch that? MMA in the morning. People got lives. You fucking Saturday MMA at 10 in the morning. I'm hanging out with my kid.
Just tell your kids, fuck off, the fights are on. Don't bother me or you'll get the backhand.
No.
I don't either.
Can't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's crazy.
No, that thing. But they know if the fights are on, they don't bother me.
What are you doing over here?
I'm not sure, Ringo.
You're off, you're down.
Fucking
pick a position, man.
Try. I'm working on it.
You need a pillow?
Jesus, I do. I'm slightly hot and
it's a little warm in here.
Uncomfortable.
All right. So,
what?
I don't know. Let's just get into it.
We established where it's at. We established
Sweden,
the time.
April 9th. It's in like early in the fucking morning. If you're on the West Coast, good luck. You better just stay up and watch it.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning. MMA. I don't know. I'll record it. Well, no, I won't because it's on Fuel. Fuck you, Fuel. I still don't have Fuel. Do you have Fuel?
Allegedly. I haven't actually.
Which is now changing
it.
To Fox like Sports or something, or what is it turning?
Something like that.
A weird channel.
Fox Sports 2.
Yeah.
Hector Charlie 1.
Okay.
Not quite sure. Ready for the first fight?
I'm ready.
All right, we got Matt
Meathead
Mitrione. He's 5-2 versus Phil
S11.
The Freeze. He's 9-2. Mitrione, 80% of his wins by KO, and the Freeze, 89% of his wins by sub. So, Mitrione is allegedly training with the Black Zillions.
Oh, he's going to lose.
Can't
game over.
Officially confirm or deny this.
Wait, how can he be? He's not black. I thought they only allowed black.
He's not
black
a Zillion either.
Zillions.
Well, here's the question, because seeing how my biggest problem with the Black Zillion camp is the game planning, and you look at Rashad Evans, here's a guy who has fucking pretty solid wrestling but refuses to use it in his last two fights, and I don't know if it's strategy or pride, because the Rumble Johnson fight that we were talking about, they told him what to do but he still kept going for the takedown, so I don't know if that was pride or just instinct. So
is it a matter of respecting your coaches and they don't, or what?
No, he's just like, it's like you, like my dog, who when she walks past another house that has dogs in there and she pisses on the ground in front of their house. Disrespect them. Disrespect you, okay. Motherfuckers.
Nice.
So
no respect for the coaches over there.
I think so.
Okay.
So Mitrione's on a 2-fight losing streak, and he fought Chuck Congo and Roy Nelson. And you got to take the Roy Nelson fight with a grain of salt because he took it on short notice. So
okay. Fair enough.
I'm not considering that a loss on his side, but this is one of those coin flip fights where DeFreeze, like, solid on the ground, not so good on the stand-up. He just had that TKO loss to Todd Duffy, where he did get the takedown, but Duffy was able to get back up, and then fucking rock him, sock him, uppercut,
some shit right, him, yeah.
Left, uppercut. So I'm kind of confused with who I want to attack. The smart money should say, take the submitter, but the statistics say you should take the knockouter. Because heavyweights, the typical ending for a heavyweight fight is a fucking knockout. So I think I'm going to go with Mitrione with the first round KO.
Fair enough.
Would say you.
Well, I'm with you on this because I'm also on the fence. But I think the number is 2, sir. 2. Mitrione has
take
to
a number two.
Either defend 2 takedowns and he shall win the stand-up. Or the Freeze has to get 2 takedowns and he shall win the war. Because I think neither guy has enough stamina to fight in the other guy's world that long. So if Mitrione is able to wear DeFreeze out by, like, demoralizing him by saying, oh, I'll take your takedown and I'll get right back up. The second time he gets back up, I think DeFreeze is tired and frustrated. Mitrione knocks him out. If Mitrione, on the other hand, tries to go for it twice and DeFreeze is able to kind of get two takedowns, the second takedown, I think, will be the end
like
of it.
He smokes two joints in maybe. The morning. Yeah. He smokes two joints at night.
It's all good. Why stop at two? So I'm saying if DeFreeze can get it down to the ground, the second time is a charm, not the third. So I'm also on the fence, but I have to say, I think you make a really good point. The striker in the heavyweight division, I think in general, unless we're talking about like Frank Mir, Nogueira, that kind of stuff, you're not going to submit guys so easy. And therefore, I pick Mitrione by knockout. Uh-oh. I think it's going to be over quick. First round.
Uh-oh. KO.
3 minutes. Maybe four. It is, you know what? It is in more home court for Mr. S11, though.
It's true. The Magic 8-Ball is taking S11, so.
Okay, so we're good there.
We don't have to worry.
Classic striker versus grappler. Interesting.
They seem to like those kind of matchups every once in a while. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, we got Ryan Couture. He's 6-1 versus Ross.
The real deal!
Pearson, he's 14-6. Pearson, 29% of his wins by KO, 36% by submission. Couture, 17% of his wins by KO, 33% by sub. What do you see going on here?
This is interesting. I'm not sure if I take this as the UFC has a lot of faith in Ryan or they're trying to fuck him because they're pissed about his dad and all the bullshit that Randy had going on with the UFC, because Pearson is a very, very seasoned fighter, and he's been around the block with many different types of style fighters and wrestlers, grapplers, submission artists, everything. You know, and he's been finished a couple of times, but he's also finished. I think this is a case of too much too soon for Ryan, and I really don't think he's got a chance of winning this fight, except for maybe that small chance, you know? And I think Ross takes it to a decision because Ryan seems pretty tough. I'm going to take Pearson via decision. It's more home court for him. He's way too seasoned. And, you know, obviously, he should win. He should definitely win.
Well, here's my question, because obviously with all the beef with Randy Couture, he's not going to be able to corner his son. So I wonder, one, how does it affect?
Can you call in with a cell phone?
Well, I was going to say, Skype? I was wondering, can they bring an iPad to the corner and have Randy Skype into the corner?
Does
that
crazy.
Count as an extra person in your corner?
No one's ever tried that.
Corner someone with Skype? I guess it depends on the place, because sometimes the internet not so good in these places. Yeah. That would be fucking
crazy.
Awesome.
First time ever.
Yeah. They probably would break the iPad. Fuck you, Couture. You can't be here. And someone ground and pounds him. Probably Liddell. Liddell go ground and pound him out.
Nice. Send him in his Miller Lite.
Yeah. So that's the one question. And also his first fight in the UFC. How does he respond to it?
Oh, yeah. Didn't even mention that.
Fucking, I kind of struggle with this. But, you know, you look at Couture, and I just watched that KG Noons fight where he won a split decision. Very controversial split decision.
I think he
lost that fight, too. But the one thing he proved, he can take a fucking punch and weather a storm and still come back and land some shots. The other thing he does, he likes to throw these fucking weird kicks at times where it's like, okay, here's a splitting back kick, here's some fucking wheel kick, here's like a jerk you off kick, I don't know.
Jerk you off kick.
He's
out of
control.
Jerk you off with my big and little toe.
They have that kind of porn. I don't know who's into that. Like foot
fetish porn?
Foot jerk you off porn.
Are the feet always dirty? I would imagine like foot fetish, they'd have like dirty feet.
Just in general, if you're going to have a foot on you, it should be dirty, right?
Yeah.
That just seems like a dirty movie.
Do they have like ones where guys get kicked in the balls?
I'm sure.
Like,
I'm not up on all my
balls
porn.
Stomping. Like stomping like some kind of like dominant, what do you call that? Submissive. What is that fucking called?
Dominatrix.
S&M? Yeah, that's it. They probably have that. Guys who like to get kicked in the balls.
Yeah, that's how I like to roll. You know, I like to get kicked
balls.
In the balls before.
Hurt me! Stop my balls.
Before I make it happen.
Crush my balls with your high heel.
Let's just keep going off on this tangent.
It's like a new channel. We should start up a new YouTube channel.
All right, we're talking about porn. And it's not gay porn just because there's two guys up on the screen above us. But it's just porn in general. So anyway, so Pearson...
Yes.
I don't know. Did we mention this? That He's trending for the loss with his win.
No, we didn't mention, but you just did.
It's sketchy. So it's like you got to weigh all this shit in. I think it's the home field advantage for Pearson and the issues with Couture not having his father in a corner and first fight in the UFC. I think those two or three things are the bigger factors. So I think Pearson takes the decision win also. And the Magic 8-Ball will take...
Gervais says...
My sources say no. Oh, fuck. Ross Pearson.
Did you take Pearson also?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Ross.
That's a triple threat. Hopefully I have everything lined up right. Here.
Man. Because... Hi, sponsors!
That's my beluga whale sound.
We have GoDaddy.com, where we have fucking deals like crazy. 495 domains, MMA Nuts, right? Is MMA Nuts 20 still working?
No.
30? MMA Nuts 30 works, though, right? 30% off? No.
Ego is making up codes on the spot. Here we go. You got 35% off with Go 35 off 8. You got dollar host per month.
Save me, please.
Host deal 8. That's for 12 months of hosting. And you got 295.coms with 295 nuts. And then the 495.coms, you can get up to 3 with just straight up MMA nuts.
Thank you.
Bingo.
Save me.
Bingo. Also, watch the movie Django.
Never seen it.
Not yet.
But I'm waiting for it to come out. I'll watch it as soon as it comes out.
Yep.
We also have Defense Soap, 15% off. Use code MMA Nuts, 15% off your entire order on the website. Go there, buy soap, be clean, don't be a dirty fucker.
True to that.
MMA Nuts, 15% off.
Being sponsored by Nestle.
Pure Life?
Pure Life. Or not.
Does that got fluoride in it?
Hell no.
Are you sure?
I don't rock the fluoride. Yes.
Are you 100%?
Yes. They don't advertise it, but I did my research.
Okay.
I'm all fluoride free. Okay. Did you know, if you go to the dentist and you say you don't want your kids to have a fluoride treatment, they mock you. They're like, why? And fluoride's really good for your teeth. I'm like,
it is.
No, it's really fucking horrible for your brain. It makes you stupid.
Yes.
They don't like that
I
answer.
I like stupid.
They don't like that answer. Then you have to sign a waiver if you don't want your kids to get the fucking brain x-ray or the teeth x-ray that hits them in the brain. Sign a waiver. I'm refusing the fucking x-rays. What the fuck? Why can't I just refuse? Why do I have to sign something?
Because I'm sure it's
on record.
Liability is, issue, you know?
I'm on record because I care. I share because I care.
Sharing is caring, man.
I'm ready. We take a big drink?
No. Get quiet in here all of a sudden.
It's all alcohol all the time. All right, we got Alexander.
I forgot his nickname.
The Great?
Alexander.
That's what I'm going with. Gustafsson versus Gegard.
The Armenian assassin.
Thank you. isn't he the dream catcher?
He's also the dream catcher, yes.
Or the Diego Sanchez catcher. Musasi, he's 33-3-2.
Gustafsson's the mauler, by the way. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. He's not the great. But maybe he is. I'm not quite sure. Remains to be seen.
Yes.
We'll see after this fight. Gustafsson, 60% of his wins by KO, 20% by submission. Musasi, 50% of his wins by KO, 33% by submission. What do you see going on?
Interesting fight.
How so, sir?
Well, I feel like Musasi is very seasoned. He's a K-1.
He's like a fucking ninja.
Dude, and it's deceptive because you think about these guys on paper and you think that Gustafsson has a serious reach advantage, but he actually doesn't. It's pretty freaking close. And
it's like a half inch.
Yeah, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad.
It depends where you're sticking it.
Exactly. My thing is that I think in the past, Gustafsson has always fought guys that allow him to play his range game. So a guy like Musasi, who's pretty much a K-1 level striker, He's almost gone into professional boxing. He doesn't fuck around with the range. He's got really good control of his footwork, and he understands the range game in MMA especially. I don't think he's going to allow Gustafsson to play that game, which is what I'm thinking is to Gustafsson's advantage. Musasi will get inside, though, and be able to box him up a little bit. So I think it's very interesting because neither guy has really good wrestling. Gustafsson, I think, has used it to kind of stop takedowns, but I don't really see him, like, getting a lot of takedowns.
He got a lot on Shogun, but...
Yeah, well, Shogun. Right. So, I mean, case in point, like, Shogun, He's a Muay Thai guy. You know, Muay Thai guys like to fight at range a little bit more, you know, unless they're in the clinch doing their knees and shit. And, you know, Shogun, I don't think Musasi plays that game. I think this is very dangerous for Gustafsson because here comes Musasi over from Strikeforce. He's kind of been under the radar a while. Maybe people don't know who he is.
He was off somewhere else, too, for a while.
He was. And here's a guy who's beat, like, Mark Hunt. He's beat Baba Lusa Brawl. He's beat some tough dudes in the past.
And he's young. This is another fight. Like, both of these guys. Musasi's 27 with, like, fucking almost 40 fights.
It's ridiculous.
And Gustafsson's 26 with 16.
Yeah. Oh, Melvin Manhoef. I forgot about that. I wrote that. And Hector Lombard, Musasi is beat. So, he's no joke.
That was then. This is now.
I know. I'm just saying. He's recently rejuvenated, said he was training all wrong in his past, and now he's ready to go. I'm taking Musasi. I think he's going to knock out the long-legged, crazy striker. What the fuck is his style? Like Shotokan karate? I mean, Gustafsson has like some kind of crazy kick taekwondo.
I don't know. It's very awkward. The thing, you taking Musasi?
I'm taking Musasi, knockout first round late.
Okay. I can see it.
I'm taking it.
I'm not going to say blasphemy because
whatever you said is bullshit.
I struggle with this fight, but I'm challenged by Musasi, first fight in the UFC. So, you know, it's a little.
Never fares well. The trend is negative.
If I had to put a estimate on that, I'd say 75% of the guys that come in on a first fight lose.
Maybe even higher than that. Who knows?
Could be. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out and hope it sticks.
Sounds right.
And Musasi, he is a light heavyweight.
Sure.
You know, he should probably be fighting at 185 because I think he probably walks.
He don't cut weight. He's like
he walks around at 210 probably.
Yeah. Well, he's like BJ Penn. Doesn't fuck around. He doesn't want to cut weight.
But a question: his training commitment. Like, is he really training?
He said last time he's back, man, and he looked good in his last fight. So.
Well, who do you fight, Kyle?
Yes. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying Kyle's a can, but I'm just saying that's not top level competition.
I don't know. Didn't he give Bigfoot a run for his money at heavyweight?
Again, I'm not saying that's top level competition.
I'm just saying, man.
But Musasi, obviously, the striking is going to be a big question because Gustafsson's striking defense, not the best.
Nope.
Not the best. He leaves himself wide open. He likes to play a little weird with his hands.
He's
going to
have the epic
open.
Beard, the Viking beard.
Hopefully. But he's fighting in Sweden, and they need to update it. I'm going to fucking Photoshop a massive Viking beard on him next time with the fucking Viking helmet. But him fighting in his home country, headlining the card.
A lot of pressure.
When's the last time Musasi went five rounds? I mean...
I don't think he has.
If ever, because he would have been, like, not fighting for it. Well, I don't think he did. I don't think he's been five rounds.
I can look it up for you.
I'll tell you. How about this? The last 3 years, he hasn't been in a five-rounder. Gustafsson went four with Shogun.
He did against King Mo. He took King Mo.
Was it three or five, though?
2010. Five-round fight.
Okay. So 3 years.
Yep.
All right.
He's gone three a couple of times. Keith Jardine. Which was a horrible fight for him. That was a draw.
It was a fucking draw, and I don't know about that because Jardine took that
fight. In fact, that was the only time he went five rounds is against King Mo.
So
interesting.
And headlining a card, so
yeah,
it's just I'm never sold on Musasi. Like everyone tells me, like he's supposed to be the next great big thing, and then
he's a crazy striker, man. He's got. Dangerous boxing. It's very dangerous.
But I think where Gustafsson can beat him is in the clinch. I think if he can get him in the clinch without getting fucking thrown down.
Boxed up. It's that 1 foot in between the clinch and the kicking. That's where you're in trouble with Musasi is he boxes your ass up.
That's true. But Gustafsson's got a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, so you better watch yourself.
Yes.
There's no black belt.
Hang on. I think Musasi has some sort of belt. Maybe it's an orange belt. I don't know.
But I will say this.
Judo, not jiu-jitsu.
The head is saying, take Musasi. The heart is saying, take Gustafsson. And I think I'm leaning towards Gustafsson because he's fighting in his home country. So I think he's gonna surge. I don't think he's going to finish. And I'll wonder, like, what does Musasi's conditioning look like in round four and round five?
Yeah.
Gustafsson is fine. It's not like he's a cardio machine, but I don't see cardio being an issue for him. I could see it being an issue for Mousasi. So
sure, I agree.
I will take Gustafsson with a decision.
Okay.
Magic 8-ball coming in hot, taking Gegard Mousasi.
Okay. Nice.
Takes us right into, what are we changing this segment to?
Viewer mail. We'll save it for next week.
Okay. Fair enough. My eyeball is itching, or right here, itching. Not sure why. All right, Andrew MS.
What? It's because you have the HIV. Well, it's the HIV.
That's neither here nor there, but I guess it's here.
Growing in your eyeball right now.
Not here. Okay, Andrew MS, BBC?
Yes.
Always. Ryan Smith says, I just scanned right past. Just listen to Joe Rogan. Here we go. I'm trying to speak too fast. Let me try again. Ryan Smith asks, just listen to the Joe Rogan podcast with Bas Rutten. Do you think a body shot is the most underutilized technique in MMA today? And who has the best body shots in MMA?
Probably. You don't see guys doing that too often.
Well, I think a kick to the groin.
Better?
It's more.
Could be.
Well, that may be overutilized because it seems you're getting at least two per show now.
Yeah.
Develop a better cup.
Yeah. I don't know. Who uses body shots a lot?
Nick Diaz.
Diaz does, yeah.
If he can get you against the cage.
He'll do that.
I'd say that's the best body shotter.
Probably.
Roger Sandal asks, do you think the World Series of Fighting should change their acronym from WSOF to WSOF? In my opinion, WSOF is a mouthful to say. Are you out of your fucking mind? Really, one letter is a fucking mouthful?
It's too much. Got to cut that letter out. Maybe you should make it small O. W-S, small O-F.
W-S-O-F.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on. You're out of your fucking mind. All right, Jonatas Novias asks, how will Jonatas Novias win his next bout?
Coach asking a question. If I was a betting man.
Knee bar.
I would say arm bar.
Well, how about a knee bar for the fans?
How about
roll
a knockout?
For a knee bar.
You know?
Nah, obvious choice is
a hair naked bar. Choke.
I like a here naked choke every here and there. I can't even speak.
Hey, what? I want to see him fight again. God damn it. Somebody signed Jonatas Novias.
Fighting Bellator.
Bellator or World Series of Fighting or. I don't know.
I like that. That's probably a better choice. You probably get paid more.
He wants to be in the UFC, no doubt. That's all he ever talks about. I think that would be
awesome.
It's
the hardest division.
But,
though,
at 55. I think he can do some damage in some other divisions, and I wish somebody would. Major would sign him like that, like Bellator. I think Bellator is now starting to become like the brand.
Well, it's the number two organization now.
Yeah. So we'll see.
He's fought in Strikeforce.
He has.
All right. Chris Simpson asked, what do you think of Dan Hardy getting pulled from a Fox card with a heart condition?
I don't know. I didn't hear much. I
said
read
something like
briefly,
a wolf heart or something. I don't know. Wolf heartbeat.
Wolf heartbeat.
I don't know.
Like that movie? Remember that movie with Christian Slater?
Here we go!
Yes, you do, where he had like a bear heart or something. It was Marissa Tomei was in it. Like some love movie.
She a stripper? She was in The Wrestler. She was a stripper.
Yeah. No, she was in this movie too. Christian Slater was in it with he had a baboon heart or some shit. I forgot the name of the damn movie. That's good. It's a good date movie, you know?
Okay.
Watch that movie.
Okay.
Getting laid after for sure.
That's all good.
One of those. Good.
All right, Connor Hills asked, would Dana White kick Vince McMahon's ass?
I don't know. Probably not. Not
what?
The Dana, I don't know. Because
Dana White had boxing training.
Didn't Vince McMahon, rupture a couple
boxer.
Of tendons, just walking onto the ring or something?
Did you see that? I don't know where that was posted. I watched it a bunch of times. You see him running out to the ring, and then he gets in the ring. Phoop.
Oh,
he's
dead.
Man down. Man down. Holy fuck.
I don't know. But, no, because have you seen Dana lately? I don't want to, I think it's because of his condition, but he used to be in a little bit better shape. Now he seems like he's getting a little.
But I think once a boxer, always a boxer. You still have the skills.
Okay.
So put him through a training camp, like when he was going for the fight Tito. You know? Yeah. Granted, everyone's in their 40s, but Vince has got to be fucking 60. Close to 60.
Yeah.
And all the juice in your You put set the juice loose in your body, it still ain't going to fucking help you if you don't have the skill of a fucking boxer. So I put my money on Dana White all day, all night.
What if Vince picks him up and throws him?
It's like Joe Rogan podcast.
All day?
All night.
All day.
That's right.
Dana Check White. It out.
All good. Greg LaFon asks, is this the best season of Tufts so far, and what are your opinions of the wild card in Tufts?
I like the wild card. I would say it's probably
even when a guy quits.
Well, someone you know what? I don't know. He said we didn't see the next episode yet. Did we? No. Because he said he had a condition prior. One of his kidneys shut down or something ridiculous.
Oh. So there may be a reason to why
he quit. So maybe he, you know, that's scary.
But wouldn't you want to just go out there and get rear naked choked? Because that seems to be the normal move when people want to give up. They go out and then all of a sudden they're on the ground. They just happen to give up their back.
It was an interesting fight, though. I like it because in the first round, I thought for sure it was going to be over. And then the second round starts and I was like, whoa, this is a whole different fight. And I mean, to quit on the stool, I don't know, dude. I wasn't there. I'm not him. I'm not going to say anything bad about him. He's obviously tough, but we'll see. If he has a condition, you're going to feel like shit.
No, fuck that. I would go out there.
I know.
I have a fight under my belt.
I
would go out there and fucking get... I would give up my back, at least.
The you of maybe 10 years ago, but I think the you of you now would
I would never get in the fucking argument. I'm smarter than that now.
We think about your children and family. Like, I don't want to die in this damn thing.
Stupid.
So, I don't know.
I'm stupid enough. I don't even get stupider.
It sucks to quit, but, I mean, sometimes people have reasons. I just think sometimes you got to think about a guy's resume and what...
Is he applying for a job?
Well, technically he is, right? So
see,
I'm just saying.
You put that on your resume? I quit often.
The Ultimate Fighter.
I quit often.
I'm saying, like, you know, maybe this is the one exception, and where he's never quit before, and now he doesn't, but happens to be it's on national TV. Now he's like the guy who quit.
But doesn't he rip his shirt off too?
He's always
is this a shirt ripper offer.
He's got like pecs and all that stuff.
He's got muscles.
He likes to show them off.
He likes to eat lobsters.
I don't know. I don't know. Did we answer the question?
I like season one the best.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. They never have. After that, nothing's lived up to it. I think they've all gone downhill.
Could be.
I think that was it for viewer mail.
All right.
Cutting it off short. Everyone else has good questions, but we're crunched for time here on this show.
Yes.
Knowledge.
All right.
You have something.
I remember now. All right. While on my trip, I got a chance to catch up on my TED conferences. Do you ever watch these?
No.
Okay, you should, because I think you'd be interested. TED, for those of you who don't know, it's they have conferences all
what
over the world.
What does TED stand for?
I forgot. It's I don't know what the acronym is. I forgot. But it's basically people who are in the world who are doing different types of innovative things in sciences and all kinds of... They give little lectures, and they're usually... 10 to 15, 20 minutes long at a shot, and they go throughout the day. They have these little conferences all over the world, and TED happens to post all of this shit for free on their website and or iTunes. So if you have an iTunes account, you can use your iPad or your phone or whatever, and you can just kind of download all this and start watching some of it. So while I was on my trip, I got a chance to kind of catch up, and there was one thing in particular that just had me going, what the fuck, okay? So here's what they're doing. There are some scientists who have figured out a way that it's called, they were talking about de-extinction. They're saying that in the new millennium, the thing, we spent all this time trying to analyze things in the past millennium, and in this millennium, we're going to bring back things that have died off.
What are you trying to tell me is Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Awesome. Let me fucking like this.
Let me say this, because this is what freaked me out.
Go.
So, never mind, they're using like birds as an example, because apparently birds are easier to manipulate genetically than some other species, and that's like a good starting point. So so they're bringing back all kinds of birds and you know, whatever. But the one thing, they took chickens, okay, a male and a female, and they gave the chicken gonads.
We're starting.
Yeah.
Keep going.
They gave the male gonads and the female vaginas of fucking, like, I don't know what it was, like carrier pigeon or some shit, right? So they're regular chickens. They look like chickens, but they taste like chickens, but their reproductive organs are not chickens. When they mate, they don't make fucking chickens. They make carrier pigeons.
Nice.
That is crazy.
Awesome.
Think about that. So if they can do that, what's to stop them from saying, like, male and female human beings, they can reproduce and they can make a cat? Because think about it. It's nuts. Like, the fact that they can actually do this.
Let's make some fucking pterodactyls.
Well, that's coming.
Think about how
they're trying to bring back some extinct species that have been around, that maybe have, you know, like. Do you think that that's a problem?
I love it. No, fuck it.
Why? Okay.
We need more food, Ingo.
I know we do.
I want to taste some delicious pterodactyl.
No.
Some brontosaurus.
Okay, but don't you think.
The big pterodactyls.
Velociraptors?
Yeah. What's the big thing?
Big thing. I don't know, man. A lot of my dinosaur things.
Brontosaurus Rex.
Okay. Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah, one of those.
Brontosaurus Rex.
I don't give a fuck. I just want to eat dinosaur. Tell me that's not delicious.
No, but,
it probably tastes like
okay,
alligator.
Well, here's another.
It's really chewy.
Here's another thing.
Go.
Interesting question on that, along this topic. I know you're very opposed to genetically modified foods.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this? Is it not a genetically modified food? Because you're bringing back. So they're right now at a point where they can find DNA from something that's been dead and extinct for thousands of years, and they can take that DNA structure, recreate it, and make that thing again. And
can they make another Anna Nicole Smith?
I don't know. But why would they want to?
Because
that chick was not even that hot.
Oh,
come on.
Bingo, blasphemy.
Blasphemy. Come on.
You tell me you want to go for a ride?
No.
That looks like a lot of fun.
Maybe.
That chick had it all together.
I'm being serious here, man. This is crazy. They have chickens making fucking things other than chickens. That's crazy.
Why?
What's nuts?
You ever choke a chicken? You ever watch a Rocky movie where he's running around trying to catch the chicken?
Yes.
And you catch him and you choke the chicken?
Yes.
So it's all about.
It's all about that. So I urge you guys to check this out. You would be addicted. They have so many topics.
It's got me addicted.
Addicted.
Oh.
They have so
now
many
I'm
topics.
Ted.
Yes.
I'm gonna watch Ted and I'll be addicted.
Ted. It's crazy. Like Bono was on there talking about ending poverty and he apparently we're very close. Like they cut the poverty rate in the world in half in the last 10 years.
They ain't gonna end shit. They're trying to make this racial divide. Separation even better or bigger or the poverty line. So you have more of the upper class, less of the middle class, and a huge lower class.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cool shit out there. There's some lady talking about biohacking where there's all these little cells popping up across the world where people are doing like basically like biology in their basement that you could only do in the science lab 10 years ago.
Hey, you can do a lot in your basement. That's all I'm saying.
So check it out. Seriously, Ted, you will be addicted.
I'll check it out.
It's really good stuff. And they're short. It's like for short attention spans, it's 8, 10, 12 minutes, bing, bing, bing. They just say, here's my idea. What do you guys think? And it's just more like, you know, just talking. It's all stuff you can understand. It's not complicated.
That's how I like it. I like it easy.
You got any knowledge?
Easy breezy. No. I try to get rid of my brain cells every weekend.
Nice.
One drink at a time.
Captain Morgan. Okay. Fair enough. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. We will be back sometime next week with something.
With an epic show.
Yes. Check out what we're covering. There's a UFC
stuff.
UFC something coming
probably
up.
Probably recap something or not.
No, there's no card next week.
Fuck it, we'll just take a week off.
Yeah.
No. can't afford to take a week off.
We need to, but
we're slamming.
I could use a break. Except we're actually doubling up. That's just kidding.
We're tripling up.
Craziness. Okay.
Tripling up.
Fair enough.
Three times.
We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Stay black.
Who are you?
I'm the Walrus.
Oh, no, you're not. You son of a bitch. I'm Matt Griffin. Thanks for playing.
Here you go, Michael.